Unit 6, Lesson 3, Exercise 3A.
Have you ever been to Minsk? If you haven't, you must visit the capital of Belarus. It's an attractive, clean, and green city that stands on the river Svislach. Minsk is situated in the centre of the republic. It is the largest city of Belarus, with a population of about 2 million. And it's one of the oldest cities too. There's no historical record for the date when Minsk was founded, but it was first mentioned as Minsk in 1067. There are many beautiful sites in Minsk. Parks and gardens, churches and cathedrals, museums and exhibition centres, sports palaces and fitness centres, cinemas and theatres, hotels and nightclubs, monuments and department stores, the famous building of the National Library, and picturesque riverbanks. What are the symbols of Minsk? Belarusian boys and girls would say that they are Chelyuskinsky Park, Gorky Park, and the circus. Mums with babies would choose the botanical garden. Veterans would name the Pobyeda, that is Victory, monument in Pobyeda Square. Students will say that Minsk is famous for its cafes and discos, computer and nightclubs, and of course for its universities. Businessmen are sure that modern high-rise buildings of banks and offices are the symbols of the capital. Visitors from Germany or Poland think that Minsk can be proud of its opera and ballet theatre. For some hard-working Belarusians, the true symbols of Minsk are the factories of the capital. People from other Belarusian towns and villages assure that the Minsk Underground is the best symbol of Minsk. It is so comfortable to travel in and so convenient. It can take you to many places of interest of the city. Come to Minsk to see with your own eyes the sights of its beautiful city. You'll understand that the hospitable and kind people of Minsk are the true symbol of the capital. Welcome to Minsk.